Dr. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, the USDA has released the latest WASDE. Let's talk about some of the changes that may have happened in supply and demand expectations.
Well, there's only minor changes. And you look at ending stocks for wheat, corn, and beans, they went up just a little bit. You look at the range of the pre-release estimates, they were near the top end of that range, but yet wheat prices, corn prices, and soybean prices all went up. Wheat and corn up 14 cents, soybeans up 26. Now, today's prices, the relatively high prices we got now, that's not very much. But still, it's a positive price move with really slightly bearish numbers, but not many changes.
What is the market offering now for the different crops?
Let's use Medford, Oklahoma prices. Now, Parrington's a little higher on the nearby price for wheat, and Snyder's a little lower. But in Medford right now, you can sell wheat on the cash market for around $7.85. If you're looking at June, July, the harvest period, around $7.90 for a forward contract. Corn, the current corn price, cash farm level price, $6.30. You can forward contract for 2022 harvest delivery at $5.60. Sorghum is $6.45 for the current price, $5.55 for the forward contract. Soybeans are up to $15.40 a bushel on the cash market. And for the 22 harvest, you're talking about $13.60. Cotton, $125 a hundredweight. That's what the futures price, the cash probably in Oklahoma around 121, something like that. And if you look out for the 22 crop, $105 a hundredweight for that cotton. So relatively high prices.
I think we all want to make sure we heard you right, especially on soybeans. Let's talk about the grain price expectations. How do those figure in?
Well, right now, if you read what the analysts are saying, they're semi-bullish for prices. I like to look at the futures market prices, say the KE price or the Kansas City hard red winter wheat price on the Chicago Board of Trade. The July contract at $7.50. The range is $7.50 to $8.50. It's up near $8 right now. But the March contract to the July contract is only 7 cents difference, plus 7 for July, and plus 13 when you get out to December. So you only got a 20 cent price difference between March and December. So not much there. Corn, the trend is up. The range is on the futures market, 610 to 640 on that March contract. You look at March to July, the difference in those contracts, 2 cents, 2 to 4 cents, something like that. But when you get out to the 22 harvest, you're down 80 cents. So they're looking at corn prices stable through July, August, September, and then falling off. Soybeans, no difference in the March and the July contract. But you look at beans, you go back to December, $12.40, $15.75 now. Uptrend there, and a strong uptrend and bullish. But you go out to harvest, you drop off $1.55. Cotton, $1.26 on March, $1.21 on July, $1.05 when you get out to December. So not much change there. So relatively high prices and not much change. And when we say not much change, you're talking about plus or minus 50 cents to a dollar for wheat and some variability around that. But relatively high prices are expected to stay here.
And let's talk about those high prices just a little more. Why are they so high?
Well, if you read the markets and what the analysts are saying, there's a shortage of everything. All the commodities, gold, copper, steel, wheat, corn, soybean. The ending stocks and the stocks are all lower. And you wonder what's going on there. It's because not only are people hoarding commodities, countries are hoarding commodities. Now, you don't necessarily see it in the stock levels because it's being held by the farmer or by the consumer, and those aren't for sale. And so I think it's a big problem right now is hoarding all across the market, and building those stocks to hoard has lowered our stock levels and voila, higher prices.
Do you think that this phenomenon, all the factors that lead into it, will continue?
Well, I'll say the news right now is saying that the people all around the world are getting tired of this, these rules and regulations for COVID. I think as we work through that, plus this last string of COVID wasn't as dangerous or wasn't as near as hard to get over as the past ones. I think we're moving on out of that. I think people want to get back to normal. It may take another year or two, but I think, and when we get back to normal and we start using up this stuff we hoarded, that price is going in the tank.
Yeah, it'll move in that direction then. Well, Kim, great information as always. We'll see you next week.